Hey everyone, and welcome to the Law Firm Marketing Minute. This is a takeover week. So periodically, this over the course of the year, we're going to let someone else come in and host the show for a week. We've done it before in the past, but this week we are letting Domenica Fasolo take over the show. She is a lawyer coach, really focusing on helping lawyers create more time for themselves, especially if their career has kind of just taken over their life. So she helps them kind of get back their personal time and become more productive and all that kind of stuff. So she's going to join us this week. Hope you enjoy what she has to say.
Welcome to the Law Firm Marketing Minute, your source of internet marketing inspiration.
As a time management and productivity coach for lawyers, I'm a firm believer that you don't just find time, you have to create it, especially if you're a busy lawyer or a law firm practice owner. And this applies even more to marketing activities, which are obviously not core activities of the business, but at the same time are essential for the business's survival or profitability. I'm a firm believer that the best option for lawyers in finding or having time for something is building an intentional system that will be designed in a way that's sustainable and reliable. And in this case, it would be about creating a system for marketing activities so your team or your firm can stay consistent. In the previous episodes, I've already shared strategies on how to know what exactly should be goal of your marketing efforts and why are they important to your firm's or professional mission, and also how to identify what activities and actions are actually important. And if you haven't listened to that, I really urge you to do so, because it's going to be very hard to find time or schedule something that you are not very specific about that action, or you're not really truly believing that that action will bring you results. So having the confidence in an action and commitment to it because you believe that's important, and then having a clarity as to what you're supposed to do, are two absolutely crucial steps for you in order to schedule something or find time for something. Research shows that one of the most common reasons for procrastination is overwhelm because of lack of clarity or lack of motivation. Okay, now considering you've already done that, there's a third step that you can do in order to schedule and create this marketing system. And this is the most important step that probably many of you intuitively do, but let me just break it down into a very actionable process that I use with my clients in my coaching practice. So assuming you've already done the ground foundational work, by now you should know exactly what actions you need to take to be successful with your marketing efforts. And by successful, I actually mean that these activities work specifically for you and serve their intended purpose for you and your firm. So you shouldn't have a laundry list or wish list of things you should do once, but you should have a clear prioritized roadmap of what exactly you need to be doing in marketing. Okay. And the very first step, once you have the prioritized list or roadmap of things and you want to find time for it, you need to ask yourself, are these actions repeatable actions, or this is just one-off activity? The difference is between one-off activity and repeatable actions in marketing in terms of how you're going to schedule it. If something is one-off action, you just basically either schedule it and do it at a later time, or you're going to delegate it to your team, or you're just going to delete it from your calendar because you just decided at a later stage that's not important. Okay, but when it comes to repeated actions, you really need to create some kind of system or routine around it to make sure that it's done consistently. And the easiest way to do it is by batching similar activities together. Now, going back to the Instagram example, I'm here very biased because I love Instagram, but for example, you made a decision that in order to increase your authority and increase your connection to your potential clients or existing clients and nurture them, you're going to create 4 direct-to-camera talking reels a month. So obviously, instead of shooting a reel every single week and editing it and preparing the script and preparing the caption and preparing the photos for the cover photos, you need to break down this activity and batch similar activities together. So it could look like this, for instance. Week 1, you gonna script all the reels, right? You're gonna prepare what you're gonna be talking about. Maybe you wanna make a series. So each week will be one part of the series. The second week, you're going to be shooting them. So obviously you're gonna be camera ready, you're gonna have your equipment ready, and it can just take 1 or 2 hours, depending on the length and depending how proficient you are, in that week to just shoot those reels. And then the third week, you or somebody can edit them, add the captions, add the description of the reel in the caption, or make the cover page, and then obviously publish them. By doing it and dissecting this activity and creating sort of routine around making each activity, you're saving a lot of time because you're not context switching. By also scheduling it in a way that you know exactly which day of the week you're going to be doing it and doing it repeatedly every month, you're going to save a lot of time and effort in planning, scheduling, thinking when you're supposed to be doing. And lastly, you're also going to decrease your chances of procrastinations because it's going to be already scheduled in your calendar. And eventually, if you really stick to it, it's going to become a habit. Now, if you want to go full pro mode here, you can also create theme day. So you can dedicate one day or one morning simply just to the marketing activities. And in that case, you're going to be knowing that Thursday morning, for instance, the only thing I'm going to be working on is going to be marketing. And then for each week, you plan a particular activity that you're going to be doing. This is basically that system that will perpetuate itself. And it's going to be very easy to maintain once you get used to it, because you're going to be having a very clear schedule that you need to stick to. And then really finding time or having time for marketing is going to be easy because it's going to be already scheduled in your calendar. And it's something that you're going to be habitually used to doing.
Thanks for joining us. Please visit lawfirmmarketingminute.com for more information. We'll see you next time.